Early this year, WFP said about 7 million Zimbabweans were food insecure. The drought was beginning to show even on the wildlife, which was running out of food and water in the world. But that is changing because of the good rains. Zimbabwe Agricultural Technical Extension Services Director Stancile Tapererwa says prospects for this year's harvest are promising.
We are going to produce enough to feed this nation and the surplus from the estimation that we have just done.
Information Minister Monica Mutswangwa announced the latest harvest projections.
Government is pleased to report that Zimbabwe is set for a bumper harvest following the above normal rains which have been received across the country during the 2020-2021 summer season. Highlights of the crop output projections are as follows. When it comes to maize production, it is estimated that 2.7 million metric tons, which is 199% higher than the 2019-2020 season. Then under traditional grains, we are projecting 347,968 metric tons, which is 128% more than the 515 metric ton output of the previous season.
Economic analyst Victor Boroma says a bumper harvest may go beyond easing food security issues.
That will translate to a significant benefit for the country. Zimbabwe was importing about 500 million worth of corn or maize from neighboring countries, Zambia, South Africa, and even as far as Ukraine and Brazil. What it effectively means is that the country would have sales in terms of foreign currency.
He says the manufacturing sector depends on agriculture for over 50% of its raw materials, mostly maize, wheat, sorghum, soybeans, and other crops. A bumper harvest means manufacturers will produce their goods for less because they are buying most raw materials locally. This harvest is a break from the past, something that Zimbabwe could use. The country has been food insecure for almost a decade due to poor rains and lack of skills among new farmers, and shortages have driven prices up, one of the major factors in the economy's downward spiral. For VOA, this is Kudzai Namashe from Harare.